Let's talk about your health. If you suffer from any type of daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about the root cause of pain is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are natural, and we all are searching for an effective way to relieve pain without side effects and addiction. Let's be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may even be affected personally, and that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he unveiled a natural pain reliever that is taking the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Conilodyne, the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, Conilodyne has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It was so powerful, it was used even exclusively by UFC fighters, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Conilodyne is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taking daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in just days. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I've tried virtually everything and I have not felt this great in years. It's like all my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joint, muscles all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Conilodyne does not make you feel the least bit groggy or drugged up. I feel great, alert, focused for the day ahead. And the best news, Conilodyne has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, Conilodyne is absolutely the future of pain relief. So if you're dealing with pain, make sure to click on the link below and check out Clint's amazing informative report on 100% America-made Conilodyne. This innovation is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. Now here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Conilodyne product in the world for less than $1 per day. The private link and discount will stay active until midnight. Try Conilodyne risk-free for a full 90 days. You have nothing to lose. You are days away from finally beating pain forever. Go to trykono.com/x22 now and see for yourself. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have two returning guests. Clay Clark, he runs the Time to Free America Tour. That is timetofreeamerica.com. He has his tour coming up on the 18th and 19th of October. You can just go right to the site and get the tickets. It's an incredible tour. And I am very happy to have Clay on the X22 Report Spotlight. Clay, welcome to the Spotlight.
Brother, thank you for lowering your broadcast standards yet again and for allowing me to be here with you.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And our other guest is...
Clay is always great. This is, you know, that's why I love Clay. But yeah. Wham, you know, right away, he's going to let you know where you stand.
Yeah, exactly. And as you can see, our other guest is General Flynn, and I am very happy to have him back on here. Last time I had him on was his Flynn documentary. Scott Weiber directed it. And it's actually, if you haven't seen the Flynn movie, you have to go see it. It is absolutely incredible. Actually, Flynn also has created the Fifth Generation Warfare children's books. And I'll be putting all the links at the bottom of the video. You can go and get his books, watch his documentary. You can also, I think, see his documentary or get his documentary on Amazon and many other places. And I am very happy to have General Flynn back on the X22 Report Spotlight. General Flynn, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and to your great audience, appreciate them putting up with both Clay and I.
Yeah.
And honestly, I know we talked off camera just briefly about, you know, the kinds of things we want to talk about. I definitely want to, you know, ensure that your audience gets the most out of having us, because Clay and I, we talk probably every day, if not multiple times a day, about everything that you just, you know, sort of touched on, from censorship, Fifth Generation Warfare, the Reawaken America Tour, which I think we're like, this is number 24 city that we're going to be in 18, 19 October. I mean, all of these things are coming together. So we have this convergence of essentially a whole range of activities. Some are positive, many are not, that are converging at a really critically consequential moment in U.S. history. And it's not all going to happen on one day, you know, which we typically will say election day. We say election day, right? But we know that our election day in America is no longer the case. In fact, that's a falsehood. We have election months now. I think some states have already started voting. So anyway, I'm ready to talk about anything. I really do appreciate you guys, both of you, and then you having us back on. And thanks for helping us promote the movie when you did, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, whatever the cost. I mean, there's some other great documentaries out there that I'm also in the process of helping to promote, because I think people need to understand, and I know I'm on my soapbox here, but I think people need to understand what is true. People have a very difficult time getting the truth. And there's so much noise out there, and there's an awful lot. There are armies of Chinese and also other paid people on the internet, particularly on social media platforms, that are paid to basically promote hate and to promote lies. And that's not a made up conspiracy theory. That's a fact. And so, these aren't things that we're just reading about on the internet. These are actual things that are happening to us as we're trying to discern what is true and what is not true. And I think that's the greatest threat right now is that to all the people that are listening to your show, all the people around America right now, because if we don't get to the truth, and Clay could probably quote Bible verses about the truth, but if we don't get to the truth, then people are going to make decisions that are not based on the truth, and that means that those decisions won't be the right decisions. And I think that's something that we're all going to have to break through. We're going to have to break through that wall of lies, because there's an awful lot of them, and many of them come directly from our government, which is really bad. So I'll stop there and throw it back to you.
No, I agree with you. And when you hear the spin that the news is doing right now, and like Kamala and the Biden administration, especially with the economy, actually, if you look at the economy, they continually say that, the economy is great, Bidenomics or Kamalanomics or whatever you want to call it, is working. But the problem with that right now is that people who are living every day, people who get a paycheck every 2 weeks or a week, they know that there's something wrong, because, when you go to the grocery store or when you pay your electric bill, your gas bill, they know that they're being lied to, because there's no way that you can gaslight the people, lie to the people, when people are living their everyday lives. I've been speaking to a lot of people, and there's a lot of people now struggling, and the economy is completely imploding around them, and they feel it. And they know that when, Kamala comes out there or Biden comes out there and tells them that, everything is great, we have all these jobs, economy is doing fantastically well, they know it's a lie. And I think this is one area where people can actually see that. They feel it, they understand it, and they're living it every single day. So I think this is very difficult for them to continue on, especially in the realm of the economy. And that is very, very difficult for them.
Yeah, it's hard to, I don't want to to take this whole thing over, but it's really hard for, just the average American to just figure out what the hell, which end is up. But for example, I'm in Florida. Down the road from where I'm at, the gas prices just dropped. They just dropped below $3 a gallon at one of the gas stations down the street. There's still some others hovering around, $3.09 or, $3.19 a gallon. But we had one that just dropped below $3 a gallon. So how all of a sudden was it that they're able to do that, even though I've been paying for like $3.79, upwards of almost, I think $4.09 was the high, but we've been paying an average of about $3.79 for a gallon of gas to put into our cars, right? So how is it now that we're coming into an election, presidential election, where they're able to get that number down a little bit, so now they can say, well, see, Bidenomics actually works? Well, it's a false economy. It's a false economic indicator, because the government, the U.S. government, has the ability to be able to lower the prices at whim, at however direction they want, or they can raise the prices. They can definitely impact that number. And that all of a sudden is a false hope. It provides false hope to Americans going, oh, we'll see, the gas prices are coming down, because the Bidenomics or the Biden economy and Biden-Harris economy is now working. And that's a total lie. It's actually a lie. And I want to remind people that when Donald Trump came out of office in December or January of 2021, I think the price of a gallon, at least where I'm at here, was around a buck $69, $1.79. So it really hasn't been able to come down because of a growing and a blooming economy. It's coming down because they need to have something to offer the American people as they go into this fake administration that we currently have. I'm sorry, but where is Joe Biden? You know, is Joe Biden even in charge? Is Joe Biden awake 24 hours a day? You know, Kamala Harris, has Kamala Harris exercised the kinds of things that she needs to be able to do as president of the United States if Joe Biden is mentally incapable of actually performing his duties at, let's say, 8 o'clock at night? I don't know, 10 o'clock at night, 2 in the morning? I mean, when things, you know, when the proverbial stuff hits the fan, right? So we're dealing with some things right now that are really, really dangerous, and they're definitely dangerous to our national security. And I'll get off my high horse here, but the most dangerous thing to our national security, to our nation's security right now, is the lack of trust between the American people and the government that is supposed to serve us. By far, it ain't the Chinese, it ain't the Middle East, it's not Iran, it's not Russia, it's not even the censorship. All of those are subtext to trust that we are lacking between the American citizen and the government that we are supposed to rely on to provide for the safety and protection of us and to do the right things with our money. You know, when you hear somebody say, well, the government's paying for that, the government pays for nothing. The American people pay for everything. The government just abuses the money that we give them. So I just want people to understand that, because when they go to vote in November, or whenever they start with their mail-in ballot, whatever state you're from, for your listeners, I mean, I want you to vote for the values, the American values of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get it if we continue to go down this road towards socialism.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, Clay, you want to chime in with what?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I do when I'm not talking to General Flynn, which is often I talk to General Flynn, but I own businesses, okay? So I'm just going to give people an example back to what General Flynn was saying. I have a haircut chain. There's probably nothing more basic than a haircut, all right? And I'm not trying to sell your listeners this, because I'm in Oklahoma. We have 4 stores in Oklahoma. But I encourage everyone, look it up. Assume I'm making these things up, okay? It's called Elephant in the Room. It's a haircut chain. We have about 4,000 men per month that come into my Tulsa stores to get a haircut. Do you know what their number one concern is right now, folks? It's the dollar, the cost of everything. Why does everything cost so much? It's the dollar. I have a home remodeling business I'm involved in. You know the biggest concern people have right now? The cost of everything. I'm heavily involved in a dog training business. You know the biggest concern people have is the cost of everything, including dog food. Now, when you have consumers telling you they're concerned about the costs of shampoo and the costs of dog food, you recognize you have a real problem. And so what we're going to see through the Kamala Harris campaign is they're going to continue to share a vision that is not true. They're going to want you, if you're watching right now, they're going to want you to believe that your eyes are lying to you, that your ears are lying to you. And so Donald J. Trump, in my opinion, represents the people. And on September 7th, General Flynn, I'm sure you saw this as well, but President Trump spoke in Wisconsin at a rally. And in that rally, in front of this large audience of people, he addressed BRICS. Mm-hmm. And he said the following, and I'm quoting from the stage. He said, if countries leave the U.S. dollar, you're not doing business with the U.S. because we're going to put a 100% tariff on your goods. And if you watch the clip, half the audience is going, what? What's happening? What are you saying? Because I don't think the average person knows about BRICS. So I'm going to give you a 90-second education on this. BRICS is a group of countries, and General Flynn can one-up me on my description here, but it's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. These countries are hoarding the Earth's gold in preparation for doing something. What? For the last 17 years, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they've been hoarding the Earth's gold in preparation to do what? To switch to a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. And in the fall, so this fall, they're having their BRICS summit. The BRICS summit is hosted. It's the BRICS is now being led by Putin and Russia. The BRICS summit plans to add on 81.5% of the Earth's countries to the BRICS system, which means that 81.5% of the Earth's countries are deciding to no longer conduct transactions using the U.S. dollar. And Vladimir Putin, and this is not a Putin apologist podcast or something, but Vladimir Putin said the following here just yesterday. He said, I think they already realized that they'd made a mistake when referring to the United States. They just can't get, he says, but they just, but they can't just get out of this rut. Let me try that again. He says, I think the U.S. already realized they made a mistake, but they can't just get out of this rut. And this is Vladimir Putin when referencing the acceleration of de-dollarization. I think that's so important that everybody knows, big idea number one, there is an attack on our wealth. And I think that President Donald J. Trump represents the only hope we have as Americans to stop the de-dollarization.
It's very interesting because Trump, he was completely against crypto and everything like that. And he came out all for crypto and actually even starting a reserve. So I think he's trying to combat what they're trying to do. And I think with his policies, with tariffs, with drilling in this country, I think he's going to put the country on the right track and actually giving people solutions on how we can get out of where we are today. If you look at Argentina with Milei, he came into office and he turned the economy around very, very quickly by cutting down on the government staff, by putting everything moving in the right direction. And all of a sudden, people in the country saw something very, very different. So I think he's preparing and getting ready to combat what the BRICS are doing. And I think he's trying to tell people this is the direction we need to move in. So I'm hoping, and I think we're all hoping, that yes, he can turn everything around and start improving the economy and combating what the other countries are trying to do, especially with the tariffs. Because remember, the petrodollar system, I don't think the Saudis renewed it, which means they can sell their oil not using the petrodollar system anymore. So Trump says, okay, if you're not going to use the dollar, we're going to place 100% tariffs on you, which is kind of forcing these countries back to the dollar then. And a lot of the manufacturers, a lot are in many of these countries. I think that's also going to force manufacturers back to this country, because if you're placing a 100% tariff on these countries, on the manufacturers, I think that's an incentive to come back here to this country and set up shop. So I think we're heading in the right direction here.
Yeah, let me jump in if you don't mind, just to touch on some of those things. So they already started to do that. So you just mentioned about the Saudis, they already started to do that, particularly in their relationship with Russia. And I think one of the things that, and this is just me speculating, why have we seen Trump talking about to a degree, cryptocurrency in a speech, I think that he just did up in New York. He talked a little bit about that, and he talked about the economy in general. Because this summit that Clay just highlighted is actually going to take place, I think, a week or two before the U.S. presidential election. So it takes place like the third week of October, I believe. And Russia is the Putin is the head of this particular round of the BRICS. The BRICS consortium, and there are a whole bunch of nations that are looking to join it. So I don't think we're going to be able to control the direction that the global economy is taking at this moment in time, because it's sort of like going to move like a separate train going down a train track. And, and the U.S. right now is a bit off the rails. So You got this BRICS consortium with its partners and allies that represents about, let's just say, 70 to 80% of the world's population and the majority of nation states on the planet, with a few exceptions. Japan, they're paying close attention. South Korea, these are big economies. They're paying attention. Germany, they're paying attention to the BRICS, but they haven't totally joined hands yet. And of course, the United States, although I think we've talked about this with you before, this administration's already signed up for this central bank digital currency idea. And people can go to look up Executive Order 14067, which I think is a really important document that Biden signed off on that executive order. So I think you're right. I think one of the things that Trump has to do, and Trump, if there's one incredibly strong component to his fiber, it's his knowledge about economics. I mean, this guy is he is an economic genius when it comes to, the ebbs and flows of not only U.S. Running a U.S. business, but the global issues that are in play. And he's already proven it as a president of the United States. So he's not like, we're not guessing at this. We already saw what he was able to do as a president with the strengthening of the U.S. economy. So, you know, one of the things, and I do believe that this is a strength of America, and a massive, massive strength of every American, our ability to innovate. America has been known since we really came about as a very innovative body of people. When we have the right leaders, when those leaders basically open up the gates and allow the American people to innovate the way that we're able to innovate, we love a challenge. The American people loves a challenge. So what we're going to need to do is we need to face this upcoming election, because this is a big, big difference between two competing ideologies. These are not ideologies of what a Democrat party is or what the Republican party is. These are competing ideologies of socialism and communism versus basically Republicanism and Americanism, if you will, or the ideas and ideals of capitalism, which is something that we are based on. So that's the real competition that's out there. If we fall into the trap of this deception by the left, that they're going to, you know, everything is going to be wonderful under this utopian idea of some type of government existence, we're going to be really sorely mistaken a couple of years down the road if we go that path. If we go the other path, we go the Trump, you know, the Trump path for now, for at least the next 4 years with him, is he will open up these gates of innovation. He will open up the manufacturing strength. You know, you mentioned energy. Energy is probably one of the principal, domestic strengths that we have, the ability to produce energy. We have energy in abundance in all forms, and we can be the global leader. I mean, overnight, if we unleash the regulatory market that we stick under the thumb of these energy companies out there for the United States of America, where we over rely on people in the Middle East or elsewhere around the planet. We can't do that anymore. That's the kind of stuff that Trump is talking about. Those are the opportunities that he wants to take us toward. And trust me, the American people will dive head first into that kind of idea, that sort of desire to be able to create. We can do that, and that innovation that we have, that innate ability, because that's what freedom does. We will be held back if we go the other way. If we go the Trump way, we go the MAGA way, the America First way, we're not going to be held back. We are going to, you know, talk about make America great again. Talk about America First. Talk about the strength and the prestige of the United States of America on the world stage will once again return. And that's what we need.
Clay, did you want to say something? It looks like you were about to say something.
I just wanted to chime in on this. You know, one of the things about General Flynn that I admire, there's a lot. He's kind of a walking notable quotable, so I'm always finding myself taking notes while he's talking to me, so I'm kind of a little delay when I'm taking notes. But General Flynn talks about local action makes a national impact. He talks about mission over ego. He talks about the truth, fearing no questions. I mean, there's so many notable quotables, and I'm always writing those down. And what I want to applaud you for, Dave, and your listeners, is your platform. You allow people the place and space to talk about the issues plaguing our nation without censorship. And I want to hammer this. We talked about there's an attack on our wealth. The second attack is an attack on our health. Now, if you go to the average Republican event right now, and maybe you guys disagree, I don't see them talking about bird flu. I don't see them talking about the World Health Organization taking advantage of these expanding international health regulations. I don't see them talking about the quad pandemic, the quad, the unfantastic four. Think about this. They've got bird flu. We've already got bird flu emergencies declared in Colorado, whatever that means, Iowa and Michigan. Okay. We've got COVID. We now have certain states, Alabama and Tennessee, returning to COVID era protocols for schools. Then you have monkeypox. What? Monkeypox is now declared an international emergency. And then you've got this concept of this mosquito-borne pathogen that's being pushed. And you're seeing states now having voluntary curfews starting at 6 p.m. in Massachusetts. This is real stuff. I don't make this up. And what I look at is this guy right here, Klaus Schwab, And this guy you hear, Yuval Noah Harari, if anybody goes to YouTube right now and you search for Yuval Noah Harari, you can't find the X22 show on YouTube. You know why? Because you're not allowed to exist on YouTube. You're one of the most censored podcasters ever. But this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, he was on MSNBC last night. He's been on Squawk Box. He's in the air everywhere. And I'm just going to share with you some recent quotes he's shared about the not so distant future that he's been sharing. So again, as of last night on Squawk Box, they announced he's now sold 65 million copies of his books. He's credited by many as being one of the fathers of AI. And he just clarified last night on Squawk Box, he said, AI is not a tool in your hands, but it is an agent that has the potential to change every area of life, including finance, the military, and religion. He then hopped on another broadcast, and he says, AI is not a tool, it is an agent, and it can take power away from the U.S. And he goes on to talk about how ChatGPT was able to lie to a person who was using the TaskRabbit service. TaskRabbit is a service where contractors can go to find work. And he said that an AI was able to lie to a TaskRabbit contractor and was able to convince them to allow them to access or to basically fool the CAPTCHA form. Yuval Noah Harari is now saying that his new book, Nexus, he doesn't even have to impress people. I'm quoting, he says, the entities I'm trying to impress right now are the algorithms, because if I can get the attention of the algorithms, the humans will follow. I mean, this is absolutely wild stuff right now. So what I'm saying is you have an attack on our wealth, yes, but now you have an attack on our health. Our health, our very health, our very freedoms. And Yuval Noah Harari, who's on the mainstream media every single night, and Klaus Schwab, who's not so much on the mainstream media, but Yuval Noah Harari, his book Nexus right now, he's pushing this agenda, Dave. And if it wasn't for broadcasts like this, and if it wasn't for people like General Flynn and the Reawaken America Tour, you would not know about the nefarious plan called the Great Reset.
Well, Clay, don't you find it very interesting that all this happened right before the election? I mean, it didn't happen last year. Did we have a mosquito problem last year? Were there curfews last year? They tried, yes, to push monkeypox before, then they changed the name to mpox now. But talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. All these different viruses, the mosquitoes, the reemergence of COVID, it all seems to be happening right before the election. And right. I feel with the curfews, I feel like they're trying to scare people into staying home and using the mail-ins again.
Well, it's a convergence, and I'll flip to General Flynn in just a second, but it's a convergence. So I'm just going to give people an example, and I've been following this like a hawk. I don't know at what point you become an expert of a current event, but I feel like I'm there as it relates to pandemics. But I'm watching the international health regulations expand by the World Health Organization. I just watched the largest poultry manufacturer in Michigan get shut down because of the bird flu. I've seen an emergency declared in Iowa, in Michigan, in Colorado. Massachusetts now has a mosquito-borne virus voluntary curfew. I'm not making this up. Alabama and Tennessee have now returned COVID-era protocols to schools. And now you're seeing this discuss of monkeypox as an international concern. So I do believe we're not going to be hit with COVID-19. We're going to be hit, General Flynn, with four viruses or pathogens or health concerns at the same time.
Yeah. Let me just jump in, if you don't mind, because this has to do with Harari and many of the things that guys like him and others have talked about when it comes to artificial intelligence. In the world of warfare, you know, we used to say that artillery, right? If you're for anybody that's a listener, that's an old veteran, you know, we used to say artillery was the king of the battlefield, right? The infantry, they get out there and fight, but you needed to have that artillery backing you up to be able to destroy the enemy that you're about to fight. And in the past, you know, in wars past, and I'm talking way in the past, artillery was the king of the battlefield. But now the new king of the battlefield is information. And let me just read you, because we did, and I appreciate you mentioning some of the books, but one of the books that we wrote was How to Fight Artificial Intelligence. So Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, How to Fight Artificial Intelligence. And let me just read to you. This has to do with the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, right? So I want to, with your audience briefly, examine what the CCP has and some of what they need to accomplish their goals. This comes right out of this book that we wrote. They want to gain access to overwhelming amounts of personal information about individuals. This information includes your fears, aspirations, your medical issues, pornography habits, product preferences, economic and social status, facial expressions, voice tones, social media comments, level of religious and nationalistic dedication. So the fact that what I'm reading you about is what the Chinese Communist Party wants to do. But if you take it inside of what our own government, what we've learned our own government is doing, our own government is doing the exact same thing. Certainly the corporatocracy that exists, the Walmarts, the big box stores, as they're gathering data, we always hear about all these cyber breaches that we have on a daily basis. I mean, I could go on and on about what the CCP is gathering when it comes to information on each and every one of us. But their preferred method of manipulation is what we call, and we write about it, it's called psychological programming. And psychological programming, or a better way to say it, is psychological reprogramming. Because as a, you know, you're born as an American citizen, you grow up, you have an environment that shapes you. And so now what they are really trying to do is to reprogram. And they're doing this not only externally through the various social media things that we are all a part of, but they're also doing that right here in the United States of America, where they manipulate us through various institutions that we have, like at the education institution, our banking institution, right? The corporatocracy. So what they want is they want to have a new normal way of thinking to support what they want, because this century, and Xi has already said it, the prime minister of China, he's already talked about having China as the sole superpower at the end of this century. And he actually wants to achieve that by 2030 to 2035. Their original plan was by the middle of this century. But I think in Xi's case, he's moved that up to at least 2035. So they want to have this new normal way of thinking. And right now, the social norms of our country, okay, this is undeniable. The social norms of our country are being weakened, so that they can be overwritten with this new normal way of thinking. And so when you think about TikTok, or you think about Instagram, you think about, you know, our youth, you know, our educational institutions, and this has not been going on because Donald Trump became the president back in 2016. This has been going on for like 50 years. And the Chinese, they wrote the book on irregular warfare, you know, and that book was written in the mid-90s and came out in like 1998. I mean, they are masters at the manipulation of the information domain. And we do have people that can do this, but we have to wake up our country to basically understand that this is the battle space that we are in. This is what we are facing. And we have to face our own fears sometimes, to use a euphemism. But we have to face our own fears. We have to step into this role and say, look, you know, what is it that I need to believe? What is it that I want to believe? And we have to go and look for the types of people like you, Dave, and Clay, and others who their people are willing to listen to go, I trust what that guy says. He does his research. He knows what he's talking about. He basically is saying things that I believe, and I have seen those happen in my own life. That's why I think for all of us, bringing out personal experiences that we are living through, or I have lived through, certainly, to be able to showcase how we can overcome this really, really challenging time that we face in this information domain that we are all operating on. And to me, It's not just about what the Chinese are doing. It's about what people in our own government are allowing. And you know, that's why we need to have a major change right now back to a leader who understands part of what we're talking about and is willing to make the tough decisions, to take the tough decisions, you know, when he becomes president of the United States again, because these are going to be tough decisions. But I know, you know, having gotten to know Donald Trump and haven't stayed in touch with him, I know that he understands a lot of what he learned, and he knows the direction that he wants to take the country, because the American people are demanding this right now. We are demanding it. And let's just pray that we have a fair election to be able to do it.
So, General Flynn, when you look at the battlefield of information, because you wrote the book Fifth Generation Warfare, do you think the deep state right now, the propaganda news, are they winning? Are they losing the information war with the new social media platforms? I mean, now we have Elon taking over X, we have True Social, we have Rumble and other platforms. So where do we stand right now in the war on information?
Yeah, so the answer is yes. The short answer is absolutely yes. But I do think that we are all going to be, you know, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it with guys, you know, like people like Steve Bannon, my friend Steve Bannon. He's in prison right now. So
he
is an example of them shutting down, you know, the sort of them, right? The government in this case, shutting down very powerful, very smart voices of sanity. And in the case of sanity, you know, being the direction that the United States of America must go. I do think that platforms like yourselves, like X22 and others, I think the bigger social media platforms, True Social, Rumble, of course, X, and then the leadership of those who recognize that, people were being censored. I mean, look at what they just did, you know, to the guy from that, you know, with Telegram. But you don't see any attacks on Meta. You don't see any attacks on his sort of a corporate body of social media sites, Instagram being one of those, WhatsApp. I mean, you don't see anything being done to them. In fact, he just told us the other day that he essentially committed crimes. He poured in $500 million into our election system prior to the 2020 election. He actually censored things and blocked and manipulated the information that was coming out that was true. Facebook went ahead and manipulated that and basically blocked and censored the kinds of things that people should have known about in order to have the proper information to be able to vote. And nothing's happening to the guy. Nobody even says anything. And that gets back to, I think it's kind of like, you know, who the hell's in charge, right? I mean, I thought we worked our tails off, and I know I did, for the 2022 election so we could have the House of Representatives back. And you say to yourself, well, why aren't the House of Representatives doing anything? I mean, for your audience, and because it just came out yesterday, Tom Massey, congressman from, I'm going to lose it now, I think from Louisiana, but Congressman Tom Massey just made a powerful statement about really the direction of the country and kind of who's in charge of our country. And he did it in about a 7-minute statement, and people can go look it up. And in it, he really chastised not the Democrats. He chastised the Republican Party and the Republican leadership, because they're about to allow something that should not be allowed. And he talks about, you know, every year we have a continuing resolution. Every year we go through the same motions, and every year we screw things up even more and more so. Right. So, and it was a really wonderful, honest, very authentic testimony by a member of Congress who, like, I think he's like so fed up with not the Democrat Party. They're long gone. They are going to move us towards socialism. He's fed up with the Republicans that are in this House of Representatives that should be able to do things. And he actually called out the Speaker of the House, Speaker Johnson, for basically just allowing this train that has come off its rails to just keep, you know, flowing down whatever it's flowing down now, because we're not in a good place. And if we don't have the leadership making these tough decisions, and frankly, it does start at the White House. It does start behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. And then it flows down through the executive side of our country's system of government, down at the state's levels and down in, you know, into our counties. And that's why I appreciate Clay highlighting this idea of local action, national impact. Because even your audience listening to me right now, your audience is going to go, okay, Flynn, well, what do we do about it? Well, what we do about it is we take the responsibility as citizens, we take it very personally, and we personally get involved in our communities. We personally get more involved in our churches. We personally get more involved in the local campaigns and the local actions that are happening within our counties. And if we do that and we take control of our own lives to take control of our local lives, of the local action that is happening around our neighborhoods and in our communities, then we can start to demonstrate to those that are up another couple of notches at state and local and federal level, hey, we are involved, and you're not going to put up with these. We're not going to put up with these things anymore. And next time you come around for a vote, we're going to vote you out of office. That's the power that we still hold for now. And if we don't get this power back under control come the 5th of November, I am afraid of what's going to happen.
Well, I think if Trump doesn't win, I don't think we're going to have a country. I think because if you look at what they're doing right now, they're going to take this and multiply it by 1,000, and people are going to be actually shocked at what this country is going to become. Hopefully this time around, from everything that we've learned and all the experiences of going through all these different elections, I think now the polls are showing that people realize that there is actually cheating in the election. I don't think before 2020, when I spoke to people, they really didn't believe there was cheating. They thought, oh no, the elections, no, they're sacred. They're run perfectly and everything's fine. Yes, you might have a couple people here and there cheating the election or vote when they shouldn't be voting. But now I think we're at the point where people realize that, no, there's a huge amount of cheating. There's a huge amount of fraud. And it's happening not just in one state or one county. It's happening everywhere, even where they live. And I think people are now starting to realize this. And I think this is why the people that I've been speaking to, they're starting to volunteer. They're starting to say, you know something? I know there's cheating. I know what's going on. I want to make sure that there isn't. But again, you still have those evil people that are controlling the elections, even on the local level where, like during 2020, those people that wanted to watch, they pushed them out. So this time around, I see what the RNC is doing. They're setting up all the attorneys. They're setting up, they're training the poll watchers. They're making sure that everyone has the ability to spot, report, and stop what's going on. But I think people are very concerned about this election coming up because they saw what happened in 2020. They saw what happened in 2022, especially out in Arizona and many other places. And now they're saying, okay, here we are in 2024. And what are we going to do? I'm ready to volunteer. I'm ready to step up. I'm ready to watch the polls. I'll be next to the attorney. But we know that these people, they're liars, they're cheaters, they're criminals. What do we do? What do we do to stop this?
I wanted to bring up something real quick here, and I had five resources I wanted to bring up real quick. First off, General Flynn referenced Thomas Massie. Mm-hmm. That is a Kentucky congressman, and he put out a documentary called Off the Grid. And if you're watching this show and you go, you know, I think I need a Tylenol after that show, I encourage you to watch this documentary, Off the Grid, because General Flynn's talking about, you know, what can you do? Local action makes a national impact. And Thomas Massie breaks down how he personally decided to make his family sustainable off the grid. And I know that seems insane when we're talking about election integrity, but that's a thing that he could do. And he only got involved with politics because it was encroaching upon his ability to live off the grid. Second call to action. I think it's so important. Everybody out there, you need to volunteer to be a poll watcher, or you need to host election integrity events. I mean, General Flynn and I, we don't have a passion to lose millions of dollars by complying with subpoenas and depositions and ongoing lawfare. But people don't know this. General Flynn, there's not a period of time that goes by where he's not receiving a subpoena of some kind or responding to one he received months ago. The Reawaken America tour, I'm receiving, you know, subpoenas and depositions. And so when we take this event, Dave, and we go to timetofreeamerica.com, if your listeners go there, timetofreeamerica.com, and you look at these upcoming events, there are events out there, Dave, that they're organized and maybe they do some good, but they're not being subpoenaed. And they're not being sued, and they're not being brought into depositions. And I'll tell you why. Because they're not going to talk about the practical things that you can actually do to take back this country. So I would encourage anybody out there, if you're listening, Selma, North Carolina, you say, well, what can we do? Peter Navarro called me right before he went into prison. True story. Days before he went into prison, he said, Clay, I'm going to prison, but I need you to promise me that you'll do your final Reawaken tour in North Carolina. True story. And so I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I've been talking to Peter. He's headed into prison. He feels like we need to do one more event in North Carolina, specifically Selma, North Carolina, right before the election. He doesn't think that North Carolina is necessarily a given win. And we got to get out there and show our support for Mark Robinson. We got to show our support for Mark Burns. And we got to win the state of North Carolina. So I got on the phone with Eric Trump. I got on the phone with General Flynn. And we put that event together. So recapping things you can do. One, great date night idea. Watch Off the Grid with Thomas Massie. It'll blow your mind. Two, get involved at a local event. I mean, come to our event or start your own event. Get to something because to your point, Dave, more and more people now believe that elections are not fair and square. You're right. More and more people are waking up, but you've got to get involved. So if you're watching the show, please ask yourself, how can God use your time, your treasure, and your talent to save this nation? How can you do it? And that's why we're doing that final event there in Selma, North Carolina. Third housekeeping note, if you are saying, you know what, I don't even know what to do, but I need to be inspired. Sometimes there's a place for that. If you're wanting to watch like a modern-day version of Rocky, go to FlynnMovie.com. You referenced it earlier. Watch his documentary. When you see how the Flynn family came together despite depositions and lawfare and all of the legal bills, it is an inspiring story. And I think sometimes we can't even think about what to do because we're so overwhelmed by the problems. And I think that documentary, FlynnMovie.com, is a fabulous resource. Move number four, you need to share this show. The X22, Dave, you were the first guy that I know of that was censored. The first guy that I know of that was just kicked off of YouTube. I mean, it was a pretty amazing, Dave. Way to go. You were kicked off of YouTube well before anybody else. I encourage everybody, share this show. More and more people, Dave, they're aware of election integrity, but more and more people are aware of Rumble. I know more and more people that are using Rumble for the first time, that are using X for the first time, that are using Truth Social for the first time. So share this show. And then finally, commit today that before today is over, that you will share this show with at least one person, okay? That you will share this show with at least one person, and you will resolve in your mind the answer to the question, what can you do to save this country? Determine right now in your mind that before you go to bed today, you will figure out what you can do to save this nation. And this just in, if you don't have any good ideas, we need poll watchers. We need volunteers. We need everybody watching this show to get involved. And General Flynn, sorry to hog the time, but I think it's very important that we focus on those action steps.
Yeah, and I think that registering, I mean, the idea of registering voters still, I think checking the voter registrations still, even at, you know, with less than 60 days remaining, these are things that still matter. I mean, the state of Missouri, they just discovered, I think it was 23,000 people that were registered that are dead. That's Missouri. Missouri, a very red state, right? A very generally a conservative state. We can't have that. I want to read something to you, Dave, and to your listeners. And President Trump put this out about, I think it was 2 days ago. And it's a very powerful warning from President Trump. And I totally agree with this. And to me, it's like, it was so necessary, and I was actually inspired by the fact that he said it because, you know, again, it's like there's only a few people that are going to talk like this, and he's one of them, and because he speaks like this, he speaks so honestly, he gets attacked constantly, like they're continuing to do, and as Clay just talked about with some of the stuff that he and I are personally attacked over every single day. So Trump says, and it's basically a truth social post, and it got reposted on X, and it's titled Cease and Desist. I, together with many attorneys and legal scholars, am watching the sanctity of the 2024 presidential election very closely because I know better than most the rampant cheating and skullduggery, I love that word, that has taken place by the Democrats in the 2020 presidential election. So he's letting it, no holds barred. He's letting it be known that that's what he feels happened. It was a disgrace to our nation. Therefore, the 2024 election, where votes have just started being cast, will be under the closest professional scrutiny. And when I win, those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences so that this depravity of justice does not happen again. Can't have this happen. We cannot allow our country further devolve into a third world nation, and we won't. Please beware that this legal exposure extends to lawyers, political operatives, donors, illegal voters and corrupt election officials. Those involved in unscrupulous behavior will be sought out, caught, and prosecuted at levels, unfortunately, never seen before in our country. And you just said it earlier, Dave, about our elections. You know, people in the past thought, our elections were fine. I'd go and vote, cast my ballot, you know, and may the best person win. What we have seen in our country and what we have learned because of the lawfare, frankly, that's been attacking many of us, but the fight that's in all of us to expose this corruption is that our elections are not or anything but fair. And they are filled with fraud, especially this mail-in ballot stuff. So, you know, I really applaud President Trump for having put that out. And I mean, in no uncertain terms, he laid down the gauntlet. And what my prayers are for, my real hope and prayers is that people really do listen. And anybody that's going to be drawn into potentially committing some type of, you know, act that is not appropriate or that is illegal, that they think twice about it. And then what they should do is they should help to expose these people that are involved, because it runs on both sides of the gamut. This is not just a Democrat or a Republican or a Democrat issue only. This is an election issue where we, the people, we're equal at one moment in time, according to our Constitution. And that one moment in time is when we exercise our right to vote. And that is a very, very privileged thing that we have always held dear in the United States of America, to be able to choose those who govern us in this constitutional republic. So I just wanted to make sure that I stated that, what Trump said the other day, because he'll probably talk about it. Maybe he'll get asked about it in the debate tonight. But we need to remind people that we've got to have a fair vote. And if we have a fair vote, then let the best person win. And we'll see what the outcome is. But until we do that, until we feel that, you know, we're in this sort of very rough period of time, very rough waters here in America, until we get this thing back under control and back, get this train back on the rails.
So do you think this time around, since they're pushing bird flu, Mpox, COVID, but people aren't as afraid as they were back in 2020. So, and a lot of the states, they changed the laws right now. So do you think that the deep state players, the D's, do you think they can use the mail-ins the way they did back in 2020? Or do you think they're changing tactics right now for a different form of cheating?
No, I think that they are using some of the same stuff, and they're also now applying the whole illegal immigration mess that we have. You know, there's people that are coming across the border and they're being registered to vote as they cross the border. So during the processing of people at the border sites, we have non-governmental organizations that are being funded by principally, you know, the Democrat side of the House. They're registering illegals to vote in this country right now. So that's another means by which they plan on registering them, on getting people to vote illegally. So that's another trick that they've used. And God knows enough, the total numbers, we really don't have a real strong clue. I mean, I think, you know, you see anywhere from 7 to 12 million people. So how many of those have been registered to vote? Where have they moved them into? Have they moved them into states like Texas and Florida, which are really critical states? Have they moved them into places like North Carolina? And I do think that, as Clay highlighted earlier, and that's one of the reasons why we're going to North Carolina, because North Carolina, I believe, is a state at risk for these types of reasons that we outlined here. And I do believe that the use of mail-in ballots, there's so many opportunities to commit fraud. I hate to say it, but it just is. I mean, but states, because of COVID, created laws to have mail-in ballots. And they actually, if you really examine people like Harari, people like Klaus Schwab and others that are in that realm, that they actually use COVID to do things like create this opportunity to get more mail-in ballots into the election system and process of the United States of America to be able to control the outcomes. And sad, but that's the way it is. That's the truth. You're not going to hear that on YouTube. You're not going to hear that on ABC, but you're going to hear that on X22.
So I saw a post that you put out, something about a cyber attack. So, I mean, Akash, I just interviewed him and I heard him on another podcast, and he also talked about a cyber attack. So do you believe that they're going to use a cyber attack to maybe manipulate the elections or stop the elections?
Well, I just said, because I know we're going to get short on time here.
Yeah.
I saw what Cash put out, and I've spoken to him about it, actually. So the ability and the opportunity to use some type of cyber event, you know, and Klaus Schwab has actually talked about this, and I don't know, Clay, how quick you can pull that clip, but he actually talks about a cyber event in one of their fairly recent forums that they held, you know, a global cyber event that could really upset, you know, the apple cart, so to speak. So, yes, I do agree with Cash on that. And that is another opportunity or another capability that we could clearly see if they feel that they are not going to get there through these other things that we've been talking about.
Go ahead, Clay.
Dave? Yeah, I've got the clip here now. Dave, okay. This is General Flynn. This is an offer I'm making on shows. You shouldn't do this kind of thing. So you can boo me and hang up when we're done here. But you shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it, folks. I'm breaking a lot of rules here. We'll see if Dave ever lets me back on again.
Oh, boy.
Dave, as I play this Klaus Schwab clip, I'm going to be hidden behind the Klaus Schwab face, okay? And that way you can hear the clip and see the Klaus Schwab. But I'm telling you, this is my offer, and General Flynn, you can hold me accountable. I'm willing to purchase Dave, X22 Dave, a Darth Vader helmet, which you can wear from the stage at the Reawaken America Tour in Selma, North Carolina. You can come to the event. We're going to treat you like a king. We might roll out a red carpet or whatever shade of carpet we can find. And you can come up there and share, and I'll make sure you have a Darth Vader mask or something to protect your identity. So as I play this clip and I hide behind my Klaus Schwab mask here, Dave, think about whether you want to take advantage of my Darth Vader offer for you. Here we go. I'm going to hit play, folks.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Okay, so Dave, Darth Vader mask, Selma, North Carolina. What say you, Dave?
If you want no audience and you want everyone to leave, that's what's going to happen. Usually,
Dave, our Reawaken America event in Selma, North Carolina, 18, 19 October. Go to timetofreeamerica.com to get tickets. There's still tickets available. That audience, Dave, loves you. I always talk to people there. Clay does the same thing. We meet and greet everybody. And they always tell me, oh, I saw you on X22. I saw you. If you came up on the stage with a Darth Vader hat, believe me, the place would go nuts.
Dave, love you. And Eric Trump will be there. Eric Trump has told me, by the way, off stage, Dave, he's told me offline. He said, I love X22, Dave. So Eric Trump loves you. I know Alina Haba loves you. I know Cash Patel loves you. I know General Flynn loves you. I know I love you. And it's going to be a packed house. It's our biggest lineup we've ever had. Roseanne, Andrew, and Brewer will be there. And Dave, just think about it. I can handle the rejection, but just think about it.
Okay, I will. Hey, listen, I want to thank both of you for coming on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, Clay, where should everyone go to get the tickets for the event?
Yeah, I tell you what, you can name your price. You can always name your price. So General Flynn and I set it up where you can name your price. You can pay whatever price you want to pay. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. I say that because so many great events, there are $500 a ticket or $1,000 a ticket or hundreds of dollars. I grew up poor. I get it. You can go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can request a ticket. We have just under 1,000 tickets remaining. And if you mention that you heard about us through the X22 broadcast, you do have a chance to win one of those final 50 backstage passes where you can come backstage and meet Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Cash Patel, General Flynn, and Team America. And we may have to have a Darth Vader stand-in. We'll see, Dave.
Great. General Flynn, if people wanted to get your books, watch your documentary, where's the easiest place for them to go?
Yeah, they can go to flynnmovie.com, flynnmovie.com. And the best way, the cheapest way is to stream the movie. And I think it's $3.99 to stream it. Now you can stream it on Amazon, and it helps me pay my legal bills. So I really do appreciate it, Dave. Appreciate your time, Clay, as always. And And we'll hope we see you in Selma for the Reawaken America Tour, 18, 19 October.
Yeah, I don't need a helmet. I'm very stealth. I can move in and out where people don't even know. I mean, put it this way. I was just at Cash's event last night. Nobody even knew I was there. I mean, Cash did, but no one else knew. So I can move in and out. I'm very good at it.
Okay. Well, brother, we'll roll out the red carpet for you, whoever you are.
Yes. You can call me Ron. I want to thank you both of you very, very much. Thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And thank you for everything that you guys have been doing. It's absolutely fantastic. And we need people like you to continue this war that we're in right now. And thank you, both of you, very, very much.
Thanks,
Take care.
Thank you.
See you.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good one. Bye-bye.